This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
It's the morning mess. Time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can you say good morning to Paula?
Morning.
Hi.
Miss Paula, we heard you have some revenge on the mind, and we're here to help. So what's going on with your guy, Abe?
So I need to get revenge on my husband, Abe, for hiding from me and my children.
What? What did you do to him?
I've been there.
What did I do? Okay, no. Listen.
Oh.
We have six kids, okay, and they're all ages 2 to 12.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Somebody needs a hobby.
I think they have one.
Yeah, well, so basically, though, none of the kids are going to summer school because COVID. It's just been crazy here. So anyways, basically, if I have to deal with the kids being home, I think my husband should too, right?
Yes. Fair.
So he's been working from home, but I guess just recently he got the okay to go back to work, to go back into the office. So he's been back at the office for about a week, which I was like, okay, that's fine. However, my girlfriend just told me that he's been hiding out at a local cafe.
Okay, so now I get it. He's literally trying to do everything he can to not come home.
Exactly. And I even asked him, I said, how's it been to be back in the office? And this mother said, quiet and relaxing.
This spoken like a lady with six kids.
Yes.
I have had it, and I definitely want Nacho to call him from the cafe and say something like, you know, you have to start paying for all the time you're there, or you just can't come back. I don't know, something.
She is fed up. She wants you to figure it out, Joey.
Okay, so you want me to pretend that I worked at the cafe and I'm tired of him there every day?
Yes, exactly. Like, maybe you have to pay for the Wi-Fi, or, like, people don't like him. I don't know.
People just don't like him.
Aww. I'll freestyle it. So how often is he there? This is crazy. Is he there, like, Monday through Friday to play along like he just work and the weekends he's home?
Yes. Last week, he was gone Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
He clocked in and he clocked out.
Whoa.
8 hours. Oh, my God.
I get it, but like, dang.
Yeah, my wife, you wouldn't play that. She need help with the kids. And you got six kids?
Yeah, we have six. And so, like I said, if I have to deal with them, so do they. Like, this is so, and it's just not cool that he lied, too, obviously.
Right. And these are his kids, right?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I just didn't know. He met you and you had six kids. Like, they ain't my damn kids. I'm going to get some coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I think I'm just going to freestyle this, ruin his morning, and bust him. And when you think he's had enough, you jump on the line and bust him, okay?
All right. I might not jump in at all then. He deserves, like, hours worth of it.
Okay.
Oh, my God, girl.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Calling your husband, Abe, up next. Your favorite prank calls with Nacho's Revenge. It's Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Paula. This is crazy. Her and her husband have six kids. Six kids from like 2 to 12 years old.
Wow.
Her man recently got called in, or he told his wife he got called in back to work. Like, he was working from home. Say, I'm going to go back into the office. She's like, fine. So Monday through Friday, he's been going into air quotation marks work. Now, Miss Paula, your sister or your friend found out that your man hasn't been going into the office. He's been going where?
He's been going to a local cafe for 8 freaking hours a day.
Oh, my gosh, girl. And meanwhile, you've been at home dealing with these children, and he's doing everything clearly in his power to not do it. I'm so sorry. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Yes, I deserve that.
We're going to send you to a coffee shop for like 8 hours after this call, too, because you deserve a break.
Exactly.
Who snitched on your man again? Was it your sister or your friend?
It was my girlfriend.
It's your girlfriend. Oh, my God. I can't. My wife would kill me if I gone 8 hours. She found out I wasn't working, that I left her off with our 3 kids. You have 6.
Yeah. Well, trust me, I want to kill him, but I want you to embarrass him on the radio first.
Okay.
There's levels to this. I got it.
All right. So, Miss Paula, you had the idea, some revenge of me playing the part like I own the cafe that he's at, and I'm going to give him a hard time that he's there every day and he's not wanted.
Yes.
Okay. I think I got this. All right, let's call your husband up. We ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Abraham, please?
This is he.
Hey, Abraham, this is Nacho Chavez. I own the cafe you kick your feet up at. Hola.
Hi, you can just call me Abe, actually. Everybody does.
So, listen, Abraham, I've been thinking, you're there so much, I wanted to name a drink after you.
Oh, wow, really?
No, I'm not. So listen, man, you're the man that spends 6 hours a day at the cafe just with one cup of coffee, using up all our free Wi-Fi, and we have limited Wi. The Fi is extra, and you're just using it all.
Well, yeah, there's no like limit. I mean, at least I'm buying a cup of coffee, right? I don't.
Yes, but like 6 to 8 hours a day, you just sit there causing space, and space is needed.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Am I not welcome there? I'm just confused because I pay for a coffee, and I'm still giving business to, you know, to the cafe.
A cup
right?
of coffee. And I'm pretty sure you were the one that clogged up stall number 2 last week with all that cappuccino you drink. My goodness.
You know, I obviously didn't clog any stall. I don't know what you're talking about, but I am a paying customer. There's no time limit. It doesn't say anything.
It's like you're renting my place for like $3 a day. You serious?
If you have a problem with it, then you can put up a sign that says, like, time limit, 1 hour, 2 hours, or whatever it is.
Hold on, let me write that down. I'm going to do that. Hold on. Time limit, 2 hours.
I'm not breaking any rules. So, like, if you know.
Especially
like...
you, Abraham, go home. Okay. If I do this, you stop coming?
I would stay for 1 hour or 2. I'm not breaking any rules. I'm not sure.
You're breaking my rules. I just wrote it. I put it on the wall right now. I put it on the door. You broke rules. Listen.
Okay.
I'm sure you're a great father, but you're a bad customer. Why don't you ever tip?
I don't know. Maybe because you're yelling at me now.
I didn't yell at you before. What are we talking? Listen, I got kids home that I don't like either, but I need to feed them. Tip us, man.
Here's a tip. Don't yell at your customers. How about that? Okay? Like, if you want me to come in and give you that money for coffee and, you know, like, I even, like, word of mouth, whatever it is, I can tell my friends. From what I'm hearing, I guess you don't want...
So, listen, Abraham, why don't you love your family?
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me?
I love my family very much. That's why I'm working 8 hours a day to put food on the table. I have 6 kids. I have 6 kids, okay?
Right.
I work to put food on the table for them.
Funny, you've never bought 6 croissants to take home. You do not like to feed your kids?
You don't know me, okay? I'm coming in there.
I know that you don't know about condoms. Listen, Abraham, can I be very honest with you?
Please, what's stopping you?
Okay, well, listen. I'm going to let you know about my hostility right now. We've got negative reviews on Yelp because they've been reporting a creepy-looking man named Abe is always in there wearing Crocs, smelling like earring backs and cream cheese. Now, I'm guessing this is you.
That's bullshit, and you know it, okay? I don't even know where you're getting this from, all right?
From the reviews.
If someone else.
On Yelp.
How do I know it's not you? How do you're not? I know you're not.
I just did one review about you.
Are you saying I'm creepy?
Yes.
And then I wear Crocs?
Yes.
And whatever?
Uh-huh. So you see, you can't blame me for being this peeved. I just want...
There's nobody even in your shop except for me.
Because you take up all the space.
So maybe because... You yell at your damn customers.
I demand you compensate me for the customer's loss and the free Wi-Fi that you've absorbed.
I'm giving you money. I'm paying.
I'll sue. You hear me? I will sue you, Abraham, for every last dime.
You're going to sue me. You're going to sue me for drinking shitty coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And soda water.
I take pride in that shitty coffee. It's my grandmama's.
What are you suing me for? What am I doing wrong?
Listen,
you,
okay? Like, I'm tired of yelling at you. We can settle out of court if you want.
You're going to settle out of court?
Yes.
Fine. Settle out of court.
All right, we'll settle. Right
buy
now.
More coffee?
What?
I've been giving you my money for shitty products and service this whole time, okay? Let
I will not ever call you again. $150 and a dozen donuts, and we'll call it even, Abraham. Let's get it.
You should be giving me money, okay? I should be getting stuff.
How about $100 and some new Crocs? You pay me that.
No.
Okay.
Listen to yourself, okay?
What?
How dare you talk to a customer this way?
Okay, $50 and a Steve Nash jersey.
Oh my God. No.
$10 and a bag of Skittles.
No.
A dollar and a hickey?
What are you talking about?
Not just frisky.
Abe?
Who is this?
Well, actually, we're the Morning Mess. You're live on the radio. Your wife, Paula, put us up to this prank call.
Hi. What is this? How dare you leave your wife and six kids at home and freaking lie to us?
Busted!
Oh my gosh. I was like, I was talking to the owner of the shop. What was your name? Nacho?
Nacho with two O's. Thank you. God. So, about this hickey, are we going to give that or get that? What are we doing here today?
What are you talking about?
Sometimes you got to risk it to get frisky. Oh. Sometimes you got to do it.
My God.
You down, Abe?
Oh my God.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.